evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 29th June 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia records another 6,437 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. This brings the total confirmed infections in the country to more than 745,000. Selangor recorded a total of 2,299 cases, Kuala Lumpur with 1,361. Other states with three-digit cases reported were Negeri Sembilan, Kedah, Johor, Melaka, Pahang, Sarawak, Perak, Sabah, Kelantan, Labuan and Penang. Meanwhile, Putrajaya recorded 32 cases and Terengganu with 21 cases. Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, MCMC Chief Regulatory Officer Zulkarnain Mohamad said, to minimise cyber threats, data and information sharing on cybercrime trends among countries and law enforcement agencies are vital. He said this was due to the spike of cybercrime cases, as the data sharing allows authorities to comprehend the modus operandi in order to prevent malicious activities. Finance Minister Tengku Dato Sri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz earlier today stressed that banks would not impose additional charges or late payment penalties on borrowers who applied for a moratorium. He said in a recent meeting with the bank, the government raised the matter and the bank agreed to implement it. According to Tengku Zafrul, the implementation of the moratorium announced yesterday is the same concept as the one announced last year. On the international front, the Delta variant of COVID-19 has prompted multiple countries to reimpose restrictions to tackle the spread of infection. Germany, which has completely vaccinated over 35% of its citizens against COVID-19, has declared Portugal a virus variant zone. Meanwhile, Indonesia is said to be worst affected in Southeast Asia, reporting a new high of over 21,000 new COVID-19 cases, with hospitals struggling with an increasing number of patients. Over in France, the variant, which is becoming globally dominant, now accounts for 9% to 10% of the new COVID-19 cases in the country. An Antarctic polar blast swept New Zealand, bringing heavy snow, powerful waves and icy temperatures, causing flights to be cancelled, highways shut and essential services disrupted. The worst tidal storms in years has lashed Wellington, with large swells forecast over the next 24 hours, as authorities urge some coastal residents to be ready to evacuate. A state of emergency has been declared for southern and eastern areas of Wellington. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.